Welcome to the Raw Food Health Empowerment Podcast. Today we are talking about the weight loss journey, and I want to share a story with you, my weight loss journey, and how I overcame hurdles to become my healthiest self. So I've personally been on a journey to improve my metabolic health and decrease my body fat percentage, because even though I've been pretty good at maintaining my weight within a healthy weight range, I felt like my body fat percentage was a little bit too high. So I've been on a journey to decrease that, and it's been working really well for me, what I've been doing, which I think I've talked a little bit about here, what exactly I've been doing and showing my numbers. And some of the hurdles that I went through, folks in my Facebook group know this already. At one point I was doing high intensity training and I found myself gaining weight. I was doing running and found myself gaining weight. And then I ended up with an ankle issue. It's a second sprain to an ankle that had already been sprained some years back. And it costs lots of money and lots of time to get that healed. But on that whole journey, I figured out what I needed to do for my body to move in the right direction, which is something less stressful, is something I actually enjoy. And it works differently for each person. For me personally, I found that something as simple as walking every day, getting outside in nature, getting fresh air, that vitamin D, helps me. And I don't have to push myself too hard. If you find that your body's already chronically stressed, adding more stress with exercise is going to work against your health goals. And that's what was true for me, which is why I was gaining weight, because the cortisol was increasing. And when cortisol increases, insulin also increases. And so I was gaining weight. But something as simple as walking, not only was it helpful in my fat loss journey, but also it was helpful when I went to Europe during the summer. I did a lot of walking, and my body was more prepared and prepped for that because I had been doing so much walking on a daily basis the whole year leading up to that. Also, strength training has been really pivotal part of this, because muscle burns fat, and it burns fat even while you're sleeping. It improves metabolic health and increases energy. Now, in the immediate term, I'm going to tell you right now, I utilize a practice called progressive overload, which I love, because you're doing less reps, but they're more strategic, more intentional, because you're going for a higher load, something like a heavier weight. And I find that exercising this way, I don't have to be doing all the up and down, because for me and my body, it doesn't work, right? The jumping up and down and doing all of that. I was having issues of vasovagal syncope and just feeling sick, right? With that, anybody who's had that experience, then you probably know that. With progressive overload, I'm able to get my heart rate up and sweat, build muscle, and seamlessly and easily burn fat. So it's just happening. Meanwhile, I'm just making this a habitual lifestyle thing. I'm finding enjoyment and fun in it, and it's not hard. I think a lot of people feel like the weight loss journey has to be hard. Sometimes it has a lot to do with our mindset, because the strategy is what the strategy is. And we know it works when we see that it's worked for other people. It's worth a try. And you can test if it's working for you by tracking everything. Seeing, like, having in your head, what does success look like? If I'm on a weight loss journey and I'm trying to lose excess fat, I know, okay, it's very healthy to lose a pound or two a week. And if I'm doing XYZ and I'm not seeing weight loss, clearly something needs to be looked at, right? Over a 2-week period, I'm not seeing any adjustment in what's happening with my body. I need to look at that. I need to pay attention to that. And this is how you track and overcome hurdles to see what's working for you and what's not, so that you can course correct. So for me, this is what I found really works well for me in terms of my own weight loss journey. I don't have to do all the burpees and all this kinds of stuff, which actually in the past I found to be very fun. It stopped being fun when I started getting dizzy and sick, and it stopped my whole workout. I used to be a member of Equinox when I was in Los Angeles, and I used to do HIIT training. I had this really sexy looking trainer who had us using this big, like, weight that you had to, it's like a log, but it has handles where you can hold, and you would, you hold it above your head, and then you would go down, do a push-up and all this. And I remember we were doing something like this, and I, the whole place was like wobbly to me. I knew I was getting dizzy. I was not feeling good. It felt like someone had a finger in my head and was swirling it around. I felt so sick. It was horrible. So that started doctor's visits, talking to the trainers. They're like, what's going on with me? Because I was trying to figure out, is there something wrong with me? Because clearly it couldn't be something wrong with the workout. But I found out that this type of working out was not working out for me. I mean, it could be that I wasn't raised an athlete. This is like athletic style training. My body is not at that level. Will it ever get to that level? I'm not sure, because everybody, based off of what you choose to do for activity. So like when I tried to do tennis, there was a period where I was trying to do tennis here in Florida. I had a trainer and I was actually enjoying it, but an hour of tennis was killing me. I could do 30 minutes, but an hour was killing me. Cardiovascular strength has not been a strong suit of mine for forever, because I was raised in a home where I wasn't really allowed to go outside. The only time I had any kind of physical activity was on Saturdays. I had dance class, and for 4 or 5 years, instead of dance, I was doing piano. And after dance class, my dad would take me to McDonald's for a Happy Meal. And the rest of the time, I was at home because my mom was really anxious. She felt like Queens, New York was unsafe for me to go to a local park. The park is in walking distance, but she felt like it was unsafe for me to go there. She was concerned people were selling drugs there, whatever. Anything could happen to me, that type of thing. That was going through her head. And if you live in New York, New York news, it feeds you with a lot of terrors. Like, you just don't want to leave your house because it feels so scary with all the news. And then before high school, I went to a school that you only got to have physical activity if the whole class was good. So if someone was bad or if the class was uncooperative somehow, our punishment was not having physical activity. So we were stuck at our desks. It wasn't until I got to high school that gym became mandatory. And at that point, I didn't really like or want to move. Although I did try out for the track team, my high school was on a hill, and we had to start prepping in the summer. And when I started, my first day was also my last day. It was so hard on my body and my brain, my mind, like my mindset. My mindset was still liking the comfort of sitting down and running up a hill for long stretches of time. It was too much. So my cardiovascular strength historically has not been great. And I attribute it to those things, the conditioning. I don't have that cardiovascular conditioning from my youth. So what I've been trying to do in my adulthood is to build it up and maintain it. And I was able to do that in Los Angeles when I was doing AKT, which is like a HIIT style workout, but they have some milder ones, where I was noticing improvements. Anytime I would get sick or get those issues of like dizziness or whatever, I would just fall to the back and take a little break, which I know is very hard to do when you're in a class of other people, right? You feel everyone's looking at you and you're not moving with everybody, and I totally get that, which I know some people, they prefer to work out at home. And at home, you're not gonna push yourself like you're pushed when you're in a community aspect at the gym or you're working one-on-one with a trainer. But the point of my whole story sharing this with you is that I'm always looking for something to do to keep my body active that is sustainable for me, that is helping me reach my goal, whether that just be mental health, whether that be decreasing body fat percentage, whatever it is. The point is not really what I'm doing, it's that I'm doing something on a consistent basis. And that's what I'm hoping that you will get into the habit of doing, like getting into the habit of a workout routine that works for you, that you actually love doing and you look forward to doing it on a regular basis. And when you do this, it will help you boost energy naturally. Because what I've learned from this author, Ari Witten, I want to say his name is. I'm going to tell you his name because I had talked about his book before. Eat for Energy, Ari Witten. So the book is called Eat for Energy, How to Beat Fatigue, Supercharge Your Mitochondria, and Unlock All-Day Energy. And we don't agree with some of the nutritional components on his book, just so we're clear. But there's some great information in the book around where energy comes from, and specifically the mitochondria, and how to make that healthier. And this is what I've found personally from my personal experience of working out, right, with my daily walks and my progressive overload training, and just doing, like, I do Qigong in the morning, and that's just for my mental health. I also find that it helps to loosen up my joints a little bit in the hips, which I really appreciate, because sitting down tends to make my psoas tight, which are like the muscles that kind of bind like your hips and thighs and glutes and stuff together. But yeah, so that's basically like my routine in terms of like the workouts. And of course, you guys are familiar with my nutrition, with a heavy emphasis on raw. The things that I don't eat raw tend to be legumes. And this lifestyle, it works for me, and it helps to boost my energy, and it helps with maintaining effortless fat release for me. This is how I naturally maintain my energy level. Besides this, there is obviously resting, and don't be afraid. If you're an early riser, early to bed type of person like me, don't be afraid to take naps, because if the brain is working from 5 in the morning to 2 p.m., figure out, like, if you were at work that amount of hours, right? Your brain would be done. The brain only has so many hours of productivity in it before it needs rest. So it's okay to take a nap. You may want to limit it to 20, 30 minutes so you don't have issues actually getting a good night's sleep and that you're not feeling any fatigue in the day. But it's okay to nap, right? But yeah, all of these things, staying well hydrated, taking care of your mental health, making sure that the people around you aren't draining your energy, because that's another energetic drain. But all of these are important. And I hope this has helped you, this video, as you're working through your own wellness journey in 2024.